Audio Gravity, 26th of September 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the universe. First link today, nearfield.org. So this is a website called Touch, which is a research project that investigates near-field communication, or NFC for short, a technology that enables connections between mobile phones and physical things, developing applications and services that enable people to interact with everyday objects and situations through their mobile devices. This is pretty neat stuff. They've got a few little videos on Vimeo, and what they've got is they've got the like a little bowl, which I presume has got some sort of RFID reader with inside it, and then each one of the blocks or devices or elements that you put inside this bowl, it does various things. So it might, you know, react on a panel, or it might turn something off or turn something on. So now it's cool that you know, we can take out the geek perspective, if you like, and start to talk about this proximity based kind of new world that we're moving into, where you literally will have, you know, the next iPhone, I'm pretty sure, will have RFID in it. So you'll have this device that you can swipe and pay and move and do and go to places. And there is some privacy issues with that. We've slowly eroded those over the last couple of years, but we are moving towards this space where what's nice about proximity is that some of that data is incredibly useful to create change instead of maybes. You know, if you can say, well, X amount of people came through this way, or they did this, or they parked there, or they, you know, put their glasses or their food here, or whatever, anything to do with proximity, opens up a whole new world of context and of ambient context that we've never captured before, which is quite exciting to me. Go and check it out. Go and check the video out. It's very neat. They've got these little media objects, and then they've got like this cable that goes out from this little bowl to a media player or a TV, and they've got a little iPhone RFID prototype as well, which is pretty cool. I'm desperate to get my hands on one of these RFID plugins for the iPhone. I think playing around with that stuff is going to be a cool thing in the next couple of months. Next link today is Jot.com, three ways to make your mobile life easier. Use your voice and Jot services to get more done every day. So they've got a voicemail assistant and a Salesforce system. I'm actually using Spinvox. The only reason why I'm talking about Jot is that it looks as good, or if not, better. And they've just literally been acquired by a company called Nuance. And I've been playing around with Spinvox's system, where you can record a normal phone call, phone conversation. You dial a number and you record what you want to say, like a little memo thing. And it converts it into text, which is awesome. But it also sends you the file of the recording. And I've been playing around with that for this Bluetooth B2 Next headset that I've got on the sample at the moment, and got pretty good audio quality. If you check out some other audio booths, if you're just tracking the Audio Gravity tag for iTunes, if you go back to my profile page, you'll see that I've posted some up there, and I'm hoping to do a little video pulling together different noisy situations and seeing what the audio sounds like. Next link today, over on Zopag.com, Indians' greatest discovery, Chandra finds water on the moon. This is pretty darn epic. I mean, like, you hear of some things, or you see some things that happen in your lifetime. I mean, it must have been amazing for my parents to have seen, you know, like, or my grandparents see us go to the moon. And, you know, 2 days ago, on September the 24th, data from this Indians' first lunar mission revealed the presence of large quantities of water on the surface of the moon. Now, I don't know if I was never amazingly good at chemistry and biology and all that sort of stuff, but I believe that if there is water, then normally it can sustain life at some point in that, you know, there is elements of organisms within that water. And so this is pretty mad stuff that there is, you know, why have we never been back to the moon? What was that all about? Did we just get there and go, nah, boring? Which it is pretty boring if you look at it. The moon's a moon, but maybe I would love to know why we never went back there again. That's always been a bit of a thing for me. What are we saying here? Indian Space Research Organization lost control of Chandrayaan 1 last month and aborted the mission ahead of schedule, but not before M3 and the other instruments had been dated back to Earth. The M3 image spectrometer was designed to search for water by detecting electromagnetic radiation given off by different minerals or just below the surface of the moon. I would expect this to be quite a big thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if they now start to launch missions over to the moon again. I guess it all depends on the fuel, the research into the new kinds of fuel that they will need, because it's an absolute waste of and stupid amounts of money to get these things into the into space. Next link today: employees grappling with social network use. This is over on CNET and is posted on the 24th September. Social networking is on the rise both on and off the job, leaving companies uncertain how to monitor their use by employees. More than 50% of companies questioned said they had no policy to address the use of social networking by employees outside the workplace. Of the companies questioned in the survey, 34% said they had general employee policy that addresses all online activity, including the use of social networking both on and off the job. I think if they had more of a proposal in place regarding social networking, I think they could, and not all companies are going to be able to do this, but I think there's a lot of companies that would benefit greatly by just having a policy in place that says, okay, you're a new employee, this is a product that we sell, this is what we do. If you have any questions, you know, you're free to answer your colleague, talk to your colleagues, you're free to come to us at any time if it's something you need to know about, you know, if something's sustainable. Get these people blogging, get these people talking. The more exposure of your company as a broader spectrum from, you know, the ground up, telling me all the different facets of what your company is about, is more useful to a client. And I could be the client. You know, if I'm coming to buy a paper, it's going to get to the point where it's so competitive out there to buy something that you're going to buy it based on a set of criteria. It used to be that you went to a shop, you bought something, that was that. Nowadays, there's all this sort of additional information that we need to know about a company before we actually deal with them. Well, some people do. And I think we're becoming more eco-aware, especially. Next link today is over on Inside CRM, 101 5-minute fixes to incrementally improve your website. This is quite nice. They've done a whole list here from copywriting to usability, search engine optimization, accessibility, design, legal. If you have a website and you want to know where to take it next and you just can't get that little bit of inspiration, go and check it out. Definitely bookmark this. And finally, last link today, I've been using these myself for a little design over on Tumblr. Over on novella.com, free social media bookmark icon plus pack, the ever-growing icon set. What's nice about this pack is not only are the icons really cool and he's done two sizes, but if you are missing a certain site or an icon that you want, you can leave a message in the comments, and when they get back to designing the pack, they'll add the additional ones in, and it's already getting quite large. I have asked for Audioboo, but if other people can go on the comments and leave them a message about Audioboo, that would be great. That's it today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.